So day three and counting continues in five constituencies. 162 of the 174 Dáil seats have now been filled. Fianna Fáil are the largest party with 43 seats, but that figure will increase. Both Sinn Féin and Fine Gael currently have 36 seats. The Social Democrats have 11 and Labour 9. Independents currently have 16 TDs, with Independent Ireland on 4. In the early hours of the morning, Fine Gael's Edward Timmins took the fourth and final seat in Wicklow. He thanked Fianna Fáil's Stephen Donnelly, the outgoing health minister, who failed to get re-elected.
Right now, I'd like to thank Stephen for the superb service he's given to this county over the last 13 years. And I'd also like to acknowledge Stephen Matthews, the great service he gave, and he lost out tonight as well. So I'd just like to thank those two men for the wonderful service that they gave. I'd also like to congratulate the other three TDs who got elected, and I'm looking forward to working with all three TDs for the betterment of Wicklow.
In Louth, Sinn Féin's Joanna Byrne said she was over the moon to have won a seat following what she called a roller coaster of a month. She was speaking to our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
So elected to the Dáil tonight, Drogheda United lift the FAI Cup. They say it comes in threes. Do you have any idea what the third one might be?
Well, this is actually the third one. Drogheda won the FAI Cup. We also won our relegation battle against Bray the following week in Talla Stadium, and tonight was the hat trick for me. So I'm over the moon. I've had a roller coaster of a month and I'm just delighted.
Outgoing Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue held on to his seat after a marathon count in Donegal, taking the last seat ahead of Independent TD Thomas Pringle.
Absolutely delighted to be back, and particularly to be back with two seats in the county here. We fought a very hard campaign. Thankfully, the Fianna Fáil vote rose by 3 or 4% in the county, and it secured the two seats. And good result for Fianna Fáil and Donegal, but also a good result for Donegal to have potential now for two government TDs.
Meanwhile, Mick Barry of People Before Profit Solidarity has requested a full recount in Cork North Central. However, he has agreed that initially he'll accept a recheck of ballot paper bundles to see if any errors have been made. We can hear what he's been saying.
OK, well, when we had the final count rolled in last night, Labour's Owen Kenny was 35 votes ahead of me. I've never called a recall before in my life. But I think if there's a Dáil seat at stake and it's only 35 votes, then it's worth recounting the votes. They're going to start by checking bundles and then we'll review the position after that.
That was Mick Barry speaking this morning. For more on Cork North Central, let's go to our reporter Brian O'Connell. Brian, what's happening now?
Well, as Mick said, I mean, essentially, well, I suppose just to roll it back slightly, we were on a collision course with a recount when there were gasps in the count centre after count 16. One vote separated Mick Barry and the young Labour candidate Owen Kenny at that stage. Then we moved to the final count, and as you heard, there was just 35 votes where Mick Barry was behind Owen Kenny. Owen Kenny was subsequently deemed elected to that point. Everybody cheered, some people headed off home. But of course, Mick Barry requested, as is his right, a recount given the margin, and that was agreed to sometime after 1 a.m. So what's happened here this morning is that there has been that initial check of bundles of 1,000 votes to see if any of the bundles of 50, for example, had been misplaced or misallocated. That process finished about a half an hour ago, Rachel. They didn't identify any misplaced bundles. However, they did identify perhaps up to 15 individual errors. These now have to be walked back, essentially, to see who, if anyone, would have benefited from those distributions. And that could be any of the candidates. It's not just limited to Mick Barry or Owen Kenny. That could take up to an hour, I'm told, so perhaps 1:30, 1:45 to 2. And then a conversation will obviously have to be had. And it's obviously up to Mick Barry at this stage to push for that full recount if he so wishes. Although he did say to me a little while ago, it's probably looking more likely than unlikely at this stage that we may move towards that full recount here in Cork North Central. If that happens, well, we could be here until the end of the week.
Brian, thank you. Brian O'Connell there in the Nemo Rangers GAA Club in Cork, where that count, that recheck is continuing. They're still counting two in Kildare North. Kildare North, the second last of all the constituencies to have a first count over the weekend. John Kenny is still at the count centre. John, what's happening today?
Yeah, down to four now. James Lawless of Fianna Fáil elected on count 8 yesterday, and late last night, Aidan Farrelly of the Social Democrats over the line. We've just had one count today, that's count 11, and that eliminated Bill Clear, the former Social Democrat who's now an independent, but he didn't get the transfers he had hoped for from Farrelly, so he has been eliminated, and they're now currently on the next count, count 12, where they're distributing those 5,458 votes of Bill Clear. Rita Cronin looks like she'll get over the line on this occasion because she's only shy of 272 votes. Currently in fourth place, Joe Neville of Fine Gael. He's on 7,993, just ahead of Nisha O'Carroll of Fianna Fáil, who's on 7,524. You probably would have heard over the weekend that Bernard Durkin has all but conceded. He's on 6,201, currently down in sixth place, but it's unlikely that he will get back into the Dáil. The longest serving, 79 years of age, all but conceded yesterday, saying that they perhaps ran one candidate too many. But at the moment, they're on count number 12, and it looks like Rita Cronin should get in this time around.
Thank you very much for that, John. John Kenny there at the Count Centre in Punchestown. Let's go to Dundalk next and the continuing count to fill Louth's five seats. Shane McGowan is our reporter there. Shane, what have you got for us?
Rachel, three seats still to fill. A few minutes ago, count 19 concluded. This was the distribution of Fine Gael's John McGahan's votes, 4,500 or so of those. The result brought Labour's Jed Nash around 50 votes short of the quota. Significantly, though, it also placed the lowest two candidates just 4 votes between them. Fianna Fáil's Alison Cumann just ahead of the independent Kevin Callan. He's now requested a recheck, and that recheck is taking place. So as it stands, the numbers are putting Labour's Jed Nash poised to take seat number 3, but seats 4 and 5, we're looking at Spaghetti Junction. Fianna Fáil's Éireann McGreehan and Fine Gael's Paula Butterley have spent the weekend overtaking each other. Éireann McGreehan is North County. Paula Butterley's stronghold is Drogheda. And that's all we were considering all morning. But with the latest Kevin Callan situation, we can't discount Alison Cumann's position. We can't say she's not going to get a seat. That's still possible, as is Kevin Callan's. So for the next hour or so, we're all fretting, biting our nails, certain that Jed Nash will get a seat. It's quite possible this could end fairly quickly with everybody taking a seat. We're just still not certain who'll take the last two.
Yeah, you were always likely, Shane, I think, to have a long old session there because there were 24 candidates on that ballot paper. But from what you've just been saying to us, it sounds as though it might be even longer than initially anticipated.
Yeah, very possible. I mean, I spent the last two mornings breakfasting with election officials, and they've been rubbing their hands together, saying, you know, this could tidy up quite nicely, and we could be out of here very, very quickly. That's been dashed. There's still a degree of confidence, though, that if things resolve themselves numerically nicely, there's question marks over obviously Alison Cumann's position and Kevin Callan, and once we get through that. In the next hour or so, we'll know a little more clearly.
All right, the position should be clearer then. Shane, thank you very much. Well, so far, just one of the five seats in Cavan Monaghan has been filled. Let's go to the Count Centre in Cavan and our reporter, Maura Fay. Maura, where do things stand now?
So, Rachel, Count 11 is now underway at the Cavan Leisure Centre. That involves the distribution of the surplus of newly elected Fine Gael TD David Maxwell. That's 811 votes. Remaining in the field for the hunt for the last four seats are Sinn Féin's Mark Carthy, Pauline Tully and Cathy Bennett, Fianna Fáil's Niamh Smith and Brendan Smith, and Aintu's Sarah O'Reilly. It's unlikely that any of the candidates will receive enough transfers to get them to the quota on this count. But as things stand, Mark Carthy, Niamh Smith and Brendan Smith all look like they will retain their seats. However, sitting Sinn Féin TD Pauline Tully looks like she's in danger of possibly losing her seat to party colleague Cathy Bennett, who is a late addition to the Sinn Féin ticket following Fine Gael's Heather Humphrey's surprise announcement in October that she would not be contesting the general election. As it stood at count 10, Cathy Bennett is ahead by 248 votes, and she's thought to be more likely to benefit from David Maxwell's surplus as they are both Monaghan based. If she stays ahead, then Pauline Tully will be eliminated at the next count, and her transfers should favour her Sinn Féin colleagues at the expense of Aintu's Sarah O'Reilly. So the count is expected to be done and dusted here later this evening.
Maura, thank you very much. There's a recount in Tipperary North. Michael Lowry topped the poll there on Saturday night, with the other two seats expected to go to Labour and Fianna Fáil. Cian McCormack joins us from the Presentation Secondary School in Thurles. Cian, why the recount?
Oh, well, Rachel, it was all down to 7 votes. Yes, just 7 votes. And that was separating Fianna Fáil's Michael Smith and independent Jim Ryan, who's a Jean Poole Fianna Fáiler from Thurles, after the 9th count. Now, Jim Ryan was on 6,362 votes, while Michael Smith had 6,369 votes. So before either could be eliminated, there was a recheck of votes, and those votes were 5,000 votes from Fine Gael's Phil Bugler, who was eliminated on the previous count. The first recheck put Michael Smith ahead by 1, and then the second recheck put him ahead by 2. So at about 9:30 last night, Jim Ryan requested a recount, and the recount started this morning at 11. So we're kind of waiting now to see what happens next.
All right, but before that recount was called, as I was saying, Michael Lowry, the independent, he was elected on the first count. What was expected to happen next?
Yeah, so he was elected. He had exceeded the quota, which was 11,442. He got 12,538 first preferences. So his surplus, obviously, it was distributed and it went in lots of different directions. So really, at that point, it was clear that the remaining two seats in this three-seater, it wouldn't be simple. So as it stands now on the figures after the 9th count, Labour's Alan Kelly was on 11,089 votes, close enough to the quota. Fianna Fáil's Ryan O'Mara was on 7,785 votes. And then, as I said already, Fianna Fáil's Michael Smith had 6,369 votes. Independent Jim Ryan was on 6,362 votes. So to answer your question directly, I suppose, Rachel, is the tally men here are saying that Labour's Alan Kelly and Fianna Fáil's Ryan O'Mara will take the final two seats. So that's two Nina-based TDs, and that'll be much celebrated in the north of the county in Nina. However, hold on to your hat, because this isn't going to be simple at all now. We could be here for a while yet.
Nina man Cian McCormack there. Cian, thank you very much for that. Let's talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Micheál, at the end of the day, where are the numbers likely to fall?
It looks like Fianna Fáil 48, Fine Gael 38, Sinn Féin 39, and then both Labour and the Social Democrats on 11 each. And People For Profit 3, Aintu 2, 16 independents, it seems. And there's Independent Ireland have 4. So that seems to be the kind of territory that things are in now.
So that would be a gain of 10 seats for Fianna Fáil, 2 seats for Sinn Féin and 3 for Fine Gael. Now, Simon Harris said at the weekend that Fine Gael wanted parity of esteem, but Fianna Fáil may have many more seats than them.
They will, and it goes into that double digits, doesn't it? I mean, there had been this kind of indication or understanding that maybe it should be around 6, no greater than 6, then was that could be pushed out to 8. 10 is a little bit more problematic. But I suppose the reality is, where could Fianna Fáil go if it wanted to start flexing its muscles with Fine Gael at this one, given that Micheál Martin has been so adamant that he's not going to cut a deal with Sinn Féin? It does bring a new dynamic into the discussions, though, doesn't it? It also gives probably Micheál Martin something of a job to do when his parliamentary party meets on Wednesday, and there could be some in that room who would call on him to take a tough line to try and squeeze some gains out of the advantage that have been achieved as a result of the election. I think in the end, though, given the strong word coming from Fine Gael that it probably does have to cut down 50-50, but could there be something around the fringes that would give Fianna Fáil a bit extra there?
Is there a chance that maybe Fine Gael might have to lose some of its more contentious ideas or proposals?
Yeah, maybe. I suppose when you look at the programme for government negotiations, if they are to begin, I suppose it's from the parliamentary party that the kind of mandate comes. You do see two elements to that. You see the negotiating team that go through the nitty gritty, but then when it comes to the big things and the big concepts, like the rotating Taoiseach the last time, that is at the level of the party leaders. And I suppose it's there really, and that relationship that would be the most interesting to watch. And interesting to watch too, that ultimately does a third person come into that room, as has been the case in the previous government, or not? Or is it a group of independents?
Yeah, looking at those overall numbers, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will probably have 86 seats, you say, between them, just too short of the figure they need for a majority. So who are they likely to talk to about forming a government? Where's their priority likely to be?
Yeah, I suppose if you look at that, you look at the 86, the Ceann Comhairle, the new Ceann Comhairle is probably going to come off that as well. That probably brings it down to 85. And there is a feeling, I think, that if you want to be fairly bulletproof, given the inevitable losses that will happen along the way, that majority should be going, it should be reaching up to somewhere around 95. So a party like Labour with 11 becomes more obvious, doesn't it? Rather than independents. There's a lot of independents there. But when it comes to it, there are fairly firm tests around them, having a track record, that there is a knowledge of them and a kind of belief that they are willing to go the distance. I think when you slim that pool down, that becomes a smaller number. 4, 5, maybe 6. So for those reasons, I think the first preference, I believe, from the two parties would be to look to another party. But of course, there's a process around that too, with Labour and the Social Democrats having to hold their own discussions first.
Is there any route to power for Sinn Féin, or was that closed off at the weekend?
I think the numbers do seem to close it off, but what I do think Sinn Féin are going to do, and Padraig McLaughlin has been talking about that this morning, they will hold discussions, Labour, the Social Democrats, People Before Profit, and to try and put together a government. I suppose technically it could be a minority government, but I don't see an appetite for that, given that there is an alternative on the other side, which is to bring back the government that was there before. But I think this, what you do get after an election, which is a fairly frenetic period, an attempt by the political parties now to put their foot on the ball and bring slow motion to that. We're entering that phase now. So this is going to take a while.
All right, Micheál, thank you very much for that. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent.